And it's time for the business news with Nona Pelsier. Nona, thanks for coming into the studio. Financial Markets Authority, okay. It's saying ANZ Bank has made false and misleading claims about credit card repayment insurance. Those are pretty strong words. What's going on?
Yeah, so the FMA, and, you know, I guess they're just a bit, they've had a bit of a go at ANZ recently on other matters. So I guess they have a little patience for the bank because the bank notified it in June last year that it had misled some customers, about 300 customers, about the repayment insurance. So some of them were getting insurance, but they weren't eligible to benefit from any claim that they might make. So they were still charging them for certain.
So they sold them a policy which was of absolutely no use to them.
Right, and then continued to charge them.
And knew it was of no use to
them. And then continued to charge them for it even after that. And then there was a number of other customers who got duplicate policies which offered them no additional benefits. So they had like even more than one policy, and that still wasn't even going to make any difference to them. So the bank, though, knew about this in 2017 and 2018. And when the Reserve Bank of New Zealand reviewed, you know, we had this number of issues back in Australia with the Royal Commission there, and they had to report back to the Reserve Bank, and they didn't report this to the Reserve Bank. So the FMA is saying, listen, you knew about this in 2017, you knew about this in 2018, you didn't tell the Reserve Bank when they asked, and you only told us in June 2019. And we say that's not good enough, and we're taking you to court.
Right.
So that's, we'll see what happens. That's the issue for the FMA.
So Airbnb property managers are losing clients. Why do they say that's happening?
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so there's companies that have set up around Airbnb to manage properties on behalf of landlords. So if somebody comes and rents your room or what have you, somebody else is managing that for you. Now, Airbnb say they've had no material decline in listings on Airbnb in this country and Australia. However, the property manager says that they may have the same number of listings, but they certainly don't have the same number of bookings. So whereas he was getting about this particular one company in Auckland that does property management, he was handling 300 bookings a month in the Auckland region, and now he's only handling 60. And what he's found is a number of his clients have just decided to forget about it and take their properties into long-term rental, whereas others, to save some money, and probably because they don't have that many bookings now, they've decided to just manage them themselves. So this guy is like really struggling to keep his business alive because it's really evaporated. It's another one of those knock-on effects from the downturn in the tourism sector.
Yeah, that is interesting, but also interesting because obviously there were complaints prior to this that rental properties that could be well used by workers in the area were being sucked up by overseas travellers who were hiring them as Airbnbs.
Exactly. And so now the tide has turned on that.
Yeah.
But this property manager is kind of hoping that once, particularly for people who have been managing themselves, they'll get sick of doing their own housework there and
come back,
please. Okay, so the NZX Top 50 Index, it fell nearly 0.5% today. Mm-hmm. Now, some people say that it's probably profit-taking because we're quite high up there. But look, that's just a drop of 51 points to 11,172. That's still quite high. The New Zealand dollar is still gaining 64.9 US cents today. And it's just a tad under 93 cents Australian, but 51.4 British pence.
51.4 British pence. It's still up there high.
It sure is.
Thanks, Nona. That's Nona Pelsier with all the numbers and business for you this afternoon.